So you could make this a Memorial Day and a significant day and a day of demarcation, and it's your choice. And he talked about that one of the things that he would say, and that he did say it, is that he's so glad that he responded to God when God called him. That's the bulk of what I want to talk to you about today, because the Bible says many are called. I'll even go on to say everybody's called, but few are chosen. What qualifies the chosen? Those that respond. Simple as that. So what qualifies me to be chosen? That you responded to the call, that you said, yes, count me in. You said, I'm ready to sign up for it. I'm ready to join. I'm ready to be a part of the family of God, the army of God. I'm ready to be that. I'm ready to do that. So my question today would be to say to you, will you respond all the way? All the way. I want to show you how in this topic of grace, I'm finishing up the grace, and it's a wonderful place to stop so you can begin where we're going to begin next week. And I want to show you, my topic is more truth about grace, because we all know grace as God's love, God's kindness, God's favor, God's blessing on our life, unmerited favor, extra time. We know grace by, our car to get out of jail, our car to be excused from our sin. And sometimes we think, I'm okay. As long as I got grace, I can go out and just do this and do that. So we know a part of grace. But I want to tell you and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you not only a part of grace, but the full revelation, the essence of what grace is. And I want to go to the book of Ephesians, the second chapter. Are you ready for the word today?
Amen.
The book of Ephesians has good news and bad news. And just like life today, life has good news and bad news. And if I was to say, well, what would be some good news and what would be some bad news? Well, good news would be, say you put an application to work at this church, and Pastor Alex took your application, and you say, how did I do? And he said to you, good news. Took the application to the committee, to our staff, and we reviewed it, and we looked it over. Say, okay. Bad news is your vote was 5-7. You didn't make it. So, good news, bad news to everything. Good news, 7 people got baptized in the river. 7. Wow, yes, 7. What's the bad news? 2 of them drowned. Bad news. The book of Ephesians, it tells us, come on, you guys are supposed to laugh at that.
Yeah.
In the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul tells us not only about our present and future, but we look at our past. In the second chapter of Ephesians, it starts out saying, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. The bad news is that we all sin and trespass. We all had a former life if we're saved today. The bad news is that we were dead. We were dead. We were spiritually dead. That's right. In some today, even in here, you may be sitting next to somebody that's dead. Look around. You can't tell, because physically they're alive. They're going to work. They're schooling, looking good. Physically they're alive. But spiritually, people are walking around us every day dead. And how do you know that they're dead? Because there is no spiritual appetite. There's no spiritual appetite. They have no spiritual desires. They have no spiritual, don't even want to be connected to God. They want to come to church. They like music. They like fun. They like to hear the word. But they don't respond to spiritual things. They can't respond to the word because they're dead. And it's the same physically. As a person that's physically dead, you try to give them a stimuli to wake them. You know, pump your heart. Anybody ever seen that? I've seen that many times. There are people, they die, and they get that pump out. Boop, 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 boop. And sometimes they make it, and sometimes they don't. Why? Because when you're physically dead, you can't respond. You can't smell, you can't talk, you can't hear because you're dead. But I want to say to you, unless something happens to us that will quicken us, and make us alive and change our position, we will remain spiritually dead. It's called the walking dead. And we'll be walking, going around, going to work, saying hi, saying bye, listening to the word, hear it, but can't respond.
Come on.
Can't respond because we're shut down. I always say at my church, we like church. We like singing. We like preaching. We like dancing. You know, we dance at our church sometimes. Y'all dance here?
A little bit.
We dance. The Bible says you can dance if you want to. You don't have to. You can dance if you want to. Blessed quietness. Holy quietness. So, you know, we can do a lot of things. We can do a lot of things. And we like a lot of things. But we don't like transformation. We don't like to change. We don't like to finally respond to the word that we're hearing. We're hearing it, I've been preaching for 35 years, and it still amazes me. And I'm not talking about you here. I'm talking about, you know, places I go, and I travel a lot, and even at some time my own church, I see people Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday hearing the word. Sometimes they say, "Preach it, Pastor." Good, amen. You know, good word. I hear it all the time. Texting me, "Good word, Pastor. You hit the mark today." All of that stuff. They like it. They like it. They come back again the next Sunday. But they don't change. You know why? Because they're sitting in church, but spiritually dead. I'm telling you. Dead because they've not allowed Jesus to quicken them. And how that happens is through grace. And this is what this is the first step. It says, "And you, he made me alive." How many of you he made alive today? I was dead. I was raised in a church. I knew how to do church. I played the piano. I directed the choir. I taught Sunday school. I did all of it. I taught children's church, but I was dead. I knew the religion. I knew the do's and the don'ts and the ins and the outs. I knew what you could do, what you couldn't do. And at that time, what you couldn't wear and what you could wear. Thank God for deliverance from that.
Amen.
I knew all of that stuff. But I was caught in our tradition. And I was caught in what my father, who was the pastor, taught us. I knew how to do church real well. But I was dead. Because I really never accepted the finished work of grace. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about we have accepted, and that's why I say the real truth about grace or more truth about grace. We've accepted grace as God's, our God's kindness and God's love and God's mercy. Grace. I need grace. I messed up. I need grace. Got it too. Got it. Eternal, past, present, future. Always got grace. Always have grace. He forgives me. I sinned, but he forgave me. Thank you for grace. Good. He loves me. But by the mercy of God, we wouldn't be here today. Because we don't deserve. Grace said you don't deserve it. Grace said we are supposed to have paid the price. But that's why the essence of grace is he paid the price in advance. When he went to the cross, he paid for our sins. I don't have to die. I don't have to give an arm. I don't have to shed blood. He did it on the cross 2,000 years ago. So I'm free from sin and guilt. I'm free. I don't have to pay that price. I don't have to work to get it. It's already been done. I don't have to, you know, say 5 Hail Marys. I don't have to, you know, fast 20 times a day or a year. I don't have to read my Bible. Oh, I feel guilty. I didn't pray today. I don't have to do none of that. There's something to do, but I don't have to do all of that to get saved. The work is already done, and it took the shed blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
to cleanse our sins. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I don't care how much money you give in church. I don't care how faithful you are on Sunday. How you sing in the choir. How you can call the fire down and sing like angels. Nothing can wash away your sins but the blood of Jesus. So that is God's love shown to us. That is God's mercy. Because we don't deserve what he gives us. Come on. None of us deserve it. We have not gotten our full share. We don't deserve it. But grace says, I knew you didn't deserve it, but I love you so much. I did it anyway. Because I have a plan for your life, and I need you. And so when you mess up, I got you. I got you. I got you. And we know that part of grace. And how many people messed up? When I turn around, I better see everybody's hand. Because I'm kicking you out of church for lying. Good. Okay. You made it. Okay. All right now. Let me play with me. I'll put you out. So here it is. He died for us. And we didn't deserve it. We all sin. But if we believe that he saved us, as the scripture would say, by faith, by grace, through faith, we're saved. Go down to the 8th one. For by grace, if I say by grace, you have been saved through faith. You got to believe it. And not of yourself. It is a gift of God. So when I say grace, I say Jesus, because Jesus came to fulfill the law. Grace took away the law. You know, the do's and the don'ts and the regulations and the stipulations. He took that away. But that's one part of it. And so by grace am I saved. And there is no works that I have to do. So I don't have to be good enough for Jesus to save me. A lot of people think, he can't save me. I messed up. You have no clue, Pastor Judy, what my life has been about. He doesn't care. That's why he died, because you were a mess. That's why he died. And there is no mess so big that he cannot clean up. And that's what his blood was all about. So if you can believe by faith, through grace, by faith that he saved you, you know what you're saying? Then it's that same faith that will keep you. It's that same faith that will sustain you. Even if you fall out again, that same grace that saved you will sustain you. Now, and forevermore. That grace is here for you. So, this is what I'm saying, more truth about grace. Grace is not only the love of God and the kindness of God and the mercy of God that we all accept and we all live for. But the other side is, grace is the ability of God. Grace is the power of God. That's why we quote scriptures like, I can do all things. How? Through grace, through Christ, because Jesus was grace. Through Christ, I can do all things. I can't within myself. I'm a mess up artist. There's no good thing in my flesh. I'm disobedient, not because of the devil all the time. I'm disobedient because of my own flesh. Because of my own sinful desires. There's two things that's responsible for our disobedience. It's the external, which is the devil, the enemy, and the lust from this world. The world has some seducing powers that come at us. That's one way. Then the other way is when we do it ourselves. The devil has nothing to do with it. Oh yeah, that's what I said, and that's true. It's what we desire. It's our own flesh, it's our own lust. But here's the good news. Grace makes a way of escape. And grace says, number one, I'll forgive you. I got mercy for you. You fell, I'm here to pick you up. Grace will always pick you up. But people don't stop there. It picks you up. And it gives you the power to walk and to be who God called you to be. Grace is not only God's love, his mercy, but it's his power. It's his ability. I can do all things through Christ. You can't do it without Christ. That's why we say you got to accept Jesus, because Jesus is the way you live this life. He lives it through you. It's the only way. Jesus. You can't do it without Jesus, man. You can't do it. Mess up every time. Can depend on Jesus. Okay, Jesus, the fruit of the Spirit. You can't use your love. Your love will run out. You need His love. You need Him to live it through you, okay? So this is how it looks. When you and when I want to live this life, and we want to live it out of our own humanism, we don't make it all the time, most of the time. Because if you make me mad enough, I'm going to get you. And if you bless me out, or can I use this word, cuss me out real good, I might get you back. Because that's the work of the flesh. It's the work of the flesh. But when I make a decision, where does the work come in? Because you're not scot-free. Where does the work come in? Your own decision. Your own desire. What you want. I set before you life and death. Jesus said, God said, I set before you blessings and cursing. I set before you good and evil. Now you choose what you want. You want Jesus' life or you want your own life? Can I make a choice for you? He can only pick you up when you fall and give you the power to make it. But you have to want to. You have to listen and you have to respond and say, yes, Lord, I will. And here's the good part. The bad part, you fail. The good part, He picks you back up. And He strengthens you. And He says, you can start over again on a full slate with power. Take it and run. So grace. There's a guy that wrote a book, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, German guy. Great guy. I read this book about 30 years ago. The Cost of Discipleship. You know that book. And in The Cost of Discipleship, he talks about grace. He talks about cheap grace, and he talks about costly grace. Cheap grace and costly grace. And he says, cheap grace is the grace we give ourselves. Cheap grace is the grace we give ourselves. It's the grace we take for granted. How many would admit, you don't have to raise your hand, that you've taken grace for granted? Don't raise your hand. You've taken grace for granted. Oh, I know he got me, I know. But that's not the reason. That's only part of it. Cheap grace is grace without repentance. Cheap grace is communion without confession. Cheap grace is a life without spiritual discipline. Cheap grace is a grace without the cross. Cheap grace is a grace without Jesus Christ. You just can't live any way without Him and say, I got grace. That's not honesty. And there is no reason for it, because He says, I'm not going to kill you because you messed up. I'm not going to cancel my call on your life. I'm not going to stop the blessings just because you mess up. But I will pick you up. So He doesn't want us to live under shame and condemnation and these hard restrictions we put on ourselves. You listen to me? But He says, if you love me and if you desire me and if you make a decision to let me live my life out of your life, put it on mute. When you want to say something that you shouldn't say, mute. You control your own mouth. The devil didn't make you do it. You control your own mouth. Put it on mute and let the fruit of the Spirit come out. Live in grace. Because now you can do it because it's His love. And sometimes you may just say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. The grace of God. The grace of God. Hi. On the inside, you're like, and then you remember, you know what? WWJD. What would Jesus do? Not what Judy would do. Because I'm about to tear you off. But I sit back. I take a back seat. That's what I'm talking about. This is grace. Grace coming in. Grace is the ability of God. Grace will rush in. But you got to take the back seat. Can't be two on the throne at one time. You got to take the back seat. You got to sit down, boy. Down, 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 down. I know you want to have your way. I know you like that. I know that looks good. I know that sounds No. No. And he gives you the power to say no. But it comes from, here's the work. Here's the work. You have to make a decision of what you want. I'm here. Pastor Alex said, I responded. He said, some kind of way we were smart enough to respond. You know why? Because that's what we want. We've seen it all. We can do it all. I can do everything that y'all can do. I can go next door to the top. I'm not saying this is what you do. I'm just saying. I'm just talking. I can go next door to the top hat and get sloppy drunk. I can do that right now. I can go to the falls and jump off in the river. I can do that right now. I can make a decision, find somebody and go sell drugs. I can do that right now. But you know what? I don't want to do it. And I am in control of my desire. I say what happens. I say what I want. If I want to smoke a cigarette, guess what I'll do? I'll go and pick up a cigarette and I'll smoke it because I want to. If I don't want to smoke, I make the decision. I do. And you do too. Grace says, you make the decision and I'll give you the power. Jesus Christ. Come on. Why are we not making it? Why are we stumbling? Why are we in and out, up and down? Because we double-minded. We want to do it. We want to do that. We want to be in church and we want to do that. Make a decision, people. You got to make a decision. Can't serve two masters. Can't serve two masters. Can't serve two masters. Good God and good devil. Good God and good devil. Good God and good devil. No, 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 no. Can't serve. Even though you might slip, but you can't serve two masters. And here's the good news. The bad news, the devil comes after you. The bad news is he brings people to you. The bad news is your own lust getting. The good news is he speaks to you. This way. Don't do that. Here's my love. Here's my grace. You will always have a decision. Time. Grace. Time. You'll slip it enough time for you to make a conscious decision. Right or wrong. How am I going to live? Bottom line. It's the choice to respond like Pastor Alex responded. It's the choice to respond like I responded. It's your choice today. The other part of that scripture talks about that we walk in these old ways, but God has provided another way through his love and his mercy. We need to get on the other side of the but. Over here, bad news. But God quickened us. But God raised us up. But God set us in heavenly places. Got to move on the other side of the butt. Don't stop and don't park at his love and his mercy and his kindness. But that should lead you to repentance, which means to change and get on this side and say, well, if you pick me up, you must going to give me that strength that I need and that ability. And this is where we drop the ball a lot of time. We don't allow grace to have that perfect work. We don't allow the power of God to work on the inside. Give me on the screen 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. And I want you to look at this last scripture and I'm going to be done. Somebody say grace. Yeah. When you say grace, you're saying strength. You should think strength now, not just mercy. You should think strength. Got the grace. Greater is he that is in me. Got the grace. I can do all things through Christ, the grace. Look at this says. And God, come on, read it with me. Come on. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. God is able. God is able. that's able. God is able. He's able. He's not weak. He is able to do whatever needs to be done. He is able to make things happen, to make all grace, not just a little bit abound. Enough, enough. This is the scripture, people. This is the word. Not your emotions. Don't get caught up in your emotions. I don't feel like it. Oh, you know, don't listen to your own crazy mind. Don't listen to your fickle mind up in here. He don't love me. He's not going to forgive me. The scripture doesn't say that. Says, I'll put your sins in the sea of forgetfulness and I'll remember them no more. No guilt, no shame, no condemnation. But grace sets you free. Because I forgive you, and then I'll give you strength on top of that. I'll give you my ability to do what needs to be done. I'm talking to somebody right now. Give you the strength you need. Grace will take care. It takes care of all of your excuses, all of your reasons. It takes care of all of your, I can't help it, I can't help it, I can't help it, I can't help it. It's because you're not allowing grace to work through you. It's there. It was there at the cross when you got saved. It's there now. His advance payment in advance of his power and his glory in your life. So look at that scripture again. Look at that. Able to all grace towards you. Having all sufficiency. Cover everything. It covers everything. All. Everybody say all.
All.
Having all sufficiency in how many things? How many things? You can't have nothing that he can't give sufficient grace for. In all things. You in all things may have an abundance every word. Now, what part of all don't you understand? All meaning everything, entirely, nothing left out. Grace for that addiction, grace for that anger, grace for that habit. Grace, you got grace, you got grace. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Let God prove his work through you unto him that is able to keep you from falling. To present you faultless before his throne with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and power, dominion and majesty. He is now and forever. Amen. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or act according to the power of grace that works in you. Stop fooling around with yourself and let God's grace do what it says. We don't make 100 every time. But we make it. Grace causes us to live a victorious life. When you accept grace, God's grace, because Jesus said, lo, I come in the volume of this book, as it is written of me, I delight to do his will. When Jesus came down, grace says, you're forgiven before you sin. You have power before you fall, but you gotta now take it. It's sitting, waiting for you to use. You don't have to be up, down, in, out, up, down, in, out. Let grace, let the power of God, which is him showing you his love, his kindness, his mercy. Take it, people, and watch you surprise yourself and live an abundant life. We're happy, aren't we, Pastor Alan? You happy? You sure? Got a good wife? Got a sweet wife? Got a cute wife? Got another baby coming along? Got a good family? Happy family? You've not made 100 every day. No? Something. I like that shirt you got on, by the way. That is a sharp shirt. I like that. Happy? You know, we talked about inviting people to come to church. You know, some people are like born in the church. Just always here, you know, like they were born in the church. Happy? You could do something else. You can decide to do something else. But you're happy because you follow. You're serving God and you're following his ways. And you can do something else. You can do something else too. But you don't want to. It's all about, and I'm ending, I don't want to. I pray today in Jesus' name that you will have a spiritual appetite, that he will quicken you and make you alive as you receive the grace of Jesus Christ. It's yours for the asking. It's a gift of God. You don't have to beg for it. All you have to do is receive it in the name of Jesus, and it's done. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to right now? Just stand to your feet. Who am I talking to? I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Major change is coming to your house on Pastor Alex's birthday. Major change. I don't care if you've been in church all your life. It doesn't matter. You could be spiritually not responding to spiritual things. Don't have an appetite to do those spiritual disciplines. That kind of do. If I want to wake up in the morning and have some energy, I have to eat. This is spiritual things I have to do. If I want to stay, want to get back slim and trim, I gotta do something. And I'm doing it too. Fall off the wagon, I gotta get back on it. Get my walking in, get my running in. That's all you gotta do. I'm talking to somebody else. Who is it? Come on. You've heard much of this word before, but you have to admit today that kind of maybe not spiritually dead, but you may be in a coma or something, comatose. Maybe just been null, just, you know, kind of frozen or something. You know you're not where you need to be. I'm talking to you. Come on. Let him quicken you today. The Bible says in that scripture, and he quickens us to be alive in him. If you are not that alive in Christ, I'm talking to you. Just stand and let me pray that God will do a transformation in your life, and that you will have the strength in your will to fight for what you already have. In Jesus' name. I want to wait for one more person. One more person. You're thinking about it. You're kind of struggling. Come on. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for this time and this opportunity to release your heart. You brought all of us here today. You knew and you know what we need. And there may be some that just didn't have the guts. They had the heart, they had the desire, but just could not stand. Father, you see them too, and you promised that you would meet us wherever we are. And so, God, even while those that are yet sitting, it's okay, because you look at the heart. Now, according to your word, God, it will not go out void, but it will accomplish that what it set out to do. And now I pray the peace of God. I pray the grace of God, that as you have heard this word, that you have accepted Jesus. You're accepting this word. You're accepting him. He said, I am the word. I am the life. I am the truth. You're accepting this truth as you're accepting him back into your life. Father, thank you for sending your son. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross, giving us a chance to respond right now. And these that are standing, and even some that are sitting, God, you see their heart and they're responding. Now do, Holy Spirit, what they need to be done in their life so there can be perfect transformation in the name of Jesus. God, I command every yoke of bondage to be broken off of their lives in Jesus' name. I thank you that the word will wash their sins away. I thank you for a clean heart, a new mind, a right spirit. I thank you, God, for a yes, Lord, in their heart. I thank you that they'll leave here with a new sense of direction. They're going to leave here saying, yes, that was right. They're going to agree with the word, God, and I bless you for it, God. Holy Spirit of the living God. Touch their hearts. Change their hearts. Holy angels of God, go home with them and continue to let your grace be upon them. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm going to ask you to keep standing. I'm going to give the mic to Pastor Alex so he can take it the rest of the way. But you are the blessed of the Lord, and it cannot be reversed. Walk in his grace, because when you walk in his grace, you walk in his power. Understand, when you got a grace, you got power in Jesus' name.